A woman found out that her husband got a secret paternity test due to pressure from his family because of their daughter's darker skin color and curly hair. She posted to the Relationship Advice subreddit where she revealed that she's Brazilian-American, but her husband is Serbian and very fair. When their daughter started developing her darker skin, his entire family made jokes about him not being the father. This mom found paternity test results in his phone and questioned him about it. And the dad revealed that his family was accusing her of cheating and pushed for the paternity test. On a daily basis, they were in this man's ear. He claims he got the paternity test to shut his family up. But he did it behind her back, and now she's hurt and angry about it. She feels betrayed by his family, who she thought truly loved and cherished her and her daughter. She's also convinced that her husband doesn't trust her and can't decide whether or not she should let it go. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't trust your spouse, the first person you should be talking to is your spouse. There is an expectation that your spouse will have your back, which includes stopping baseless attacks from extended family members. If this dad truly had concerns about his daughter's paternity, he should have discussed it with his wife. Getting a secret paternity test, that might cause some problems when it comes to light. What would you do in this situation?
Sit, baby, check this out. You're gonna laugh your ass off when you hear this. So look, check this out. You know Lil Will, the one that's really, really dark skin, darker than both you and me. You ain't gonna believe this shit, but my mama think that I should get a paternity test because this little nigga way darker than both of us. And we don't really got dark skinned people in my family like that. All the people on your side of the family kind of light skinned too. Can you believe that? The nerve of them. Oh man, I just wanted to run that by you though, but I'm gonna go ahead on and take this little test just to shut them up. How y'all think that's gonna fly over? Come on, bro. Let's be real, dog. We live in a real world. You women are delusional, bro. That's not gonna work in no situation. We know this, man. Half the time, y'all don't even be liking the in-laws. Come on, man. Then to add fuel to the fire, insult to injury, they don't think the baby might. Man, bro, I hate the internet, bro. Come on, man. Y'all know how that real life, this don't work like that, bro. It don't. But let's be real though, man. Let's act like before, you know, they had DNA testing and everything like that, bro. Come on, man. You take two dark-skinned people and a light-skinned baby come out, bro. Them people was asking questions, man. Come on, let's be real now. We family. We can be real. We can be honest.
An interesting fact. If you've been pregnant, carried the baby either full term or not, your baby's cells will be in your blood for years and years and years. But your baby daddy's DNA will also be in your blood for years and years and years. So if it didn't work out with baby daddy, and you feel like you're missing him or feel like you're connected to him, the fact is you are. So next time if you think it's fate, and you have that strong feeling attached to him, just remember that's biology. So make sure you pick the right person to have your child with. Imagine having a man's DNA inside you for years. Of you might not believe me, but take a look at this. Your baby daddy's DNA may be stuck with you for as long as 27 years.
Yeah, duh.
Let this sink in. Please just let these sink in.
Say, bro, let's have a real conversation, right? Let's assume that you meet a lovely young lady, right? And she has kids. Cool. We already know how we feel about that situation, especially if you're a man who doesn't have kids yourself. But let's just ignore all of that. Let's just say that you, against our advice, decide to deal with this woman. And you one of them old freaky niggas, man. You know, you like to run the red light, the proverbial red light. Like marinara on a linguine, ketchup on a hot dog. You heard what she just said, bro. That man DNA is in her blood. Now that make you one of them. Hey, bro. Nah, let me be serious though, dog. That's kind of cold blooded right there, though. The woman that you in love with still got a man that's in her, literally. He's still in her, if this is true. I ain't saying that it is. I'm just saying, let's just take it at face value, bruv. Like, in the near future, we come to find out that this is 100% factual, bruv. Like, Are you okay with another man's DNA being in your woman, man? For 27 years? Oh, man, I don't know how. That wouldn't sit well with me, man. Low key, you in a love triangle, bro. Like, at the end of the day. Oh, wow. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Gonna be mad, real.
My people perish for a lack of knowledge. This is insane, man. You know, you would think that, like, if it was like a court order type of situation, that they would do it in such a fashion that they know where the sample came from, man. Like, I understand you probably at home, you're doing a self-DNA test or whatever they call it, and you're going to send it in, and it's going to come back saying that it's not yours. But in order to stop the child support, I'm pretty sure the judge going to want to order that. I don't know how that go. You know what I'm saying? But I can imagine that they got, you know, checks and balances for this kind of stuff, because I'm pretty sure this ain't the first time somebody thought about doing this. Funny story, y'all, for my little brother, the one that's locked up right now, bro. I'll never forget this shit, man. I bet y'all see all the time, well, how the hell do you come up with a story for every scenario? I have the gift of gab. I'm talented. It is what it is. But listen, it's kind of related. So my little brother, right, he had to take a piss test because he stay in some goddamn trouble, bro. My little brother stay in trouble, bro. So boom, he like, well, I'm going to test dirty. I already know what it is. I'm going to test dirty. And mind you, my brother was probably 16 at the time, so I'm like 18 years old. So he like, bruh, I need you to piss in a cup for me. All right, cool. I'll do that for you. Just tell me where I need to be. We'll make it happen. Cool. Find out that that's not how it works. They want you to go in the bathroom, take the cup, do it yourself. So it's not like you can have it pre. You know what I'm saying? So he come up with the bright idea for me to urinate inside of a rubber, basically. I do my thing. I tie a knot in it, right? I probably messed this up for him. Now that I think about it, because I tied that motherfucker up like a balloon knot. So hold up. So boom. My brother, he goes to wherever he had to go to get it, man. And he got the rubber full of my urine. And dog, he tried to get it open. Now, this is what he telling me from jail. So, y'all get where I'm going with this. It didn't work. I say, bro, what happened? He like, man, when I was trying to get it open, it bust open. And it hit the floor. And it was all over him. And he got caught. Because the person who was supposed to test him heard all of the commotion going on. And came to the bathroom and saw what was transpiring. And put the cuffs on him right then and there. Took him to like the La Juvenile Center in Jefferson Parish, bro. I was crying laughing, bro. I could laugh at it now, but my brother was hot about that. Well, I got stories for days, dog. I miss my nigga. And of course, all of this is allegedly.
30%.
That's 30% of all men who go to actually get paternity tested turn out to not be the father. So out of every 100, 30 of those will not be the dad. So it does leave me to wonder why, when a baby is born, why don't they just DNA test at that time? Understanding the fact that sometimes the dad's not involved, but that seems like it would clear up a whole bunch of issues. What's your thought? Should they require DNA testing at birth?
You know what? This is what they should do, straight up, man. If there's a guy there who is presumably the dad, he should get DNA tested for sure. Now, I don't think it should get to the point where if a woman is pregnant and the dad is not there, that she should just be able, at her fucking, you know, discretion, to just call every man that she knows, because Lord knows they will, especially some of these women that got rosters that they're not sleeping with any of these guys. Come on, man, we ain't falling for that. Some of these women will literally have to call up 20 dudes just to get DNA tested, man. Who finna pay for all that? The hospital, the state, the government, the federal government, who's footing the bill on this, man? You see what I'm saying? That's when things start to get tricky, man. Because a lot of these women are very much unsavory creatures, man. Bro, they got women right now who literally said they will catch 4 or 5 bodies in a day if need be. Imagine that woman getting pregnant and she just calling up everybody that she slept with since she missed her period. Oh, my God. That could get real messy real quick. That's all I'm going to say. But, man, listen, bro. Y'all, bro, if you ever had any ounce of doubt in your mind that your girl was unfaithful, that you can't trust her, you got to get the DNA test. It's that simple. You should just do it just because, anyway. Because you just never know. I can't imagine some woman just saying, you know what, man, I love you so much, I can't let you do this. We need to know if this child is really yours. I don't picture no woman doing that.
Uh-uh. Don't swipe now. Come back here. Mm-mm. Hey, ladies, did you know that paternity fraud is now a crime? Yeah. Let's talk about House Bill 2689, because they locking y'all up.
Okay.
I'm going to make my money one way or another. Even if that means locking you up, I'll make my money off of you being locked up. Please peep the game.
Oh, yeah. And this hookup culture? Oh, yeah. That's a wrap, because they're making it so you can no longer get child support off of one-night stands. If that man wasn't in your life, let me tell you.
Not only are they making it mandatory for the man to
I love it.
Get a DNA test before he signs a birth certificate, but now they're like, look, you're not going to be able to get any money off of this man if he was not actively, long-term, a part of your everyday life.
Oh, yeah, it's true, too. And if I could add on to this bill, you know what? If all these fathers are paying these high amounts in child support, why not give the child to the father? Yeah, that's coming too. I mean, what you think?
Come on, big brother.
I'm honest enough to admit that a man would probably be more capable of raising a child on his own than a woman.
Boy, they're going to be shaking in their boots. I'm telling you, man. Think about that. Think about the fact that you're going to have to do it all by yourself because you want to be out here being a little thought pocket. You want to be hot in the ass, man. You want to be a fast tail little girl. A fast tail little girl. Like how them country old folks say. And you out here sleeping with this dude, that dude, just being promiscuous and you don't know who the damn baby daddy is. You should not be rewarded for negative behavior. You just should not be, man. The government should not incentivize women to continue doing these things that are not helping society out. But I totally understand where she coming from, where he coming from with that one too. Like, bro, like if you need so much financial help, just give me my child. Please. With your little bitty broke ass, man. Let me get my child, man. I'ma do what I gotta do. I'm over here handling business. We over here eating steak and lobster. Shrimp. The big ones. Not them translucent shrimp. We talking about the ones from Whole Foods. They got the tigers. Yeah, man. We eating good over here, man. Hey, give me my child, man. Water jug here, there.
I just want to see what you look like without
makeup. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh.
So oh, my gosh.
Okay. So are you trying to say that she's wearing too much makeup or what?
Partially, yeah. I just can't tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
I definitely have a lot of pictures without any makeup. So shout out to my esthetician because my skin is beautiful.
You seem like a cool homegirl. So
nigga, put her in a friend zone. Oh,
yeah. Damn. I'm a lady.
He struck a nerve.
Little phone girl. That's crazy, bro.
I know that I can count on you.
Why y'all playing this music?
She's kind of like my auntie, though. She's kind of like auntie.
She's kind of like my auntie?
Hey, they do it to us all the time, bro.
Please, crash out. Please, you deserve it. You deserve it.
Show me your auntie. Huh?
Oh my gosh.
Show me your auntie when we done.
Oh my gosh.
Most definitely will.
Yeah. Hey man, listen, bro. I'ma keep it real with y'all, man. He can show her a picture of his auntie and they could be literally identical twins and she gonna cut up anyway. She like, I don't look like your big forehead ass auntie. Your auntie look bad built. She look like, you know what I'm saying? She caught that Magic Johnson in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? She look like she on that shit. I'm telling you, man, I know women like that, bro. She gonna go in. She gonna go hard, man. Hey, man, you know, a lot of these women so delusional, bro. Like, they'll be in a circle full of their homegirls, fresh out of relationships, still keeping tabs on the ex. Find out who the ex dealing with. Girl, let me show you who he called himself talking to now. Look at this girl. Boom. It'd be a fine ass girl. Oh, they gonna find out a way to say she ain't the shit, boy. I'm trying to tell y'all, bro. I've seen this with my own eyes, man. It's like comparing 90s Halle Berry to Whoopi Goldberg, bro. And they will still find a way to say Whoopi Goldberg is shitting on Halle Berry if that's their homegirl, bro. I'm not bullshitting with y'all. I'm telling y'all what I know, bro. I done been around this block, man. Ain't nothing new under the sun. He definitely put her in the friend zone. Then he said, you remind me of a family member, which means that he's telling her there's no way in hell. You got a snowball's chance in hell to get with me, man. That's basically what Brother Man is saying, bro. That's somebody's child, bro.
Excuse me. Tell the truth, I look better under you. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss this moment? You're just too important. Nobody do body.
Look at the legs.
I can't lose when I'm with you. I can't just snooze and miss this moment. You're just too important. Nobody do body like you do.
Thank you. What's your name?
Did y'all check how she started to cross them legs, man? See, y'all gotta study the body language, dog. I'm telling y'all, real talk. The body language never lies. The body language never lies, man. That body language told me that if he a real savage, if he real privy to the situation, he go with his move, it won't take long. Yeah, it won't take long, little brother. I ain't gonna lie to you. He could be handling business in that day. Real talk. Man, look, in the comments, man, to my real players, man, you know I'm a reform type player, me, but, man, it's been days where I met a girl that day and it went down, bruh. You can ask somebody who know me in real life. I ain't bullshitting, bruh. She ready to go. He gave her the rose. He serenaded her with a scissor or a summer walker. It's one of them two. Both toxic. The brother can sing his ass off, and I can't stand a singing ass nigga on the account that I can't really sing that good. But, man, bro, you don't never trust no man that can sing around your girl, bro. Niggas be singing for no damn reason and shit, making nursery rhymes sound seductive. Man, I don't like that, bro. But shout out to that young man, though. He did his thing.
I just think it's so funny how, like, when I come across a guy who's used to girls who are used to guys always paying for shit, like, they don't never gotta lift a finger or pay for nothing, like front, put up a red set. And then when they get around me and I'm offering to pay for dates, I'm offering to go on, like, I'm offering to take them on a date, or I'm offering to pay for shit in general for them or for us, they just be having this look on their face like they stuck. And I just be like, bro.
Like my face.
Good? Like, did you see an alien? Did you see a ghost? What happened? And I just be like, oh, girls don't usually be paying for shit, but girls don't never be going in their wallet for me. Woo woo. I'm sorry, Bookie. But welcome to Death Row.
I said this before and I'm gonna say it again, bro. A woman with money in a dating situation is like rich white people. A woman who makes $200,000 a year is like Jeff Bezos when he was worth a couple of million, right? Driving around in a 20-year-old Honda Accord. In other words, they tight. They ain't about spending money on you, bro. I don't care what none of y'all see. It's a rare find when a woman spends money on them. Now, of course, when you come across a video like this, let's say it gets 20,000 views, 25,000 views, whatever, and a woman, of course, she gonna come in the comments and say, man, I spend money on my nigga all the time. Oh, yeah, but in real life, you ain't gonna see that too often, bro. Most men, they probably will tell you that women ain't just volunteering to pay. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just not. Some of y'all have been really, really fortunate to only attract those type of women, man. You are an exception and not the rule, man. The vast majority of these women is not trying to spend their money. And that goes across all income levels, man. From the bottom of the spectrum, Section 8 girl, to the other side of the spectrum, CEO woman. I'm keeping it real with y'all. Many women like to hold their money. Their money is their money, and your money is their money. That's how that go. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. That's why men look at you like you crazy. especially the more attractive she becomes, the more attractive she is. She's been princess treatment her whole life. She's accustomed to not paying for nothing. She's accustomed to going to the bar and not having to pay for drinks. She's accustomed to getting in free. She's accustomed to people pumping her gas, volunteering to wash her car. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like a lot of these women definitely... Shut your ass up. A lot of these women are just spoiled. Let's call a spade, bro. Anyway, I'm somebody's child. I ain't going for it.
Coming to me for advice after your man cheats on you and then being surprised when I say cheat back is crazy. My daddy got two sets of kids that are the same age, baby. I don't play. I get down. Okay, you are talking to a real cheater. You got to know your audience and you got to know who you're talking to. Now, I am 7 years reformed. I'm 7 years reformed because my husband know I don't play. I get down. I do not play. I get down. Like, I be thinking about my last relationship. His ass thought he was going to cheat on me. The entire relationship. He thought I was going to be crying, thought I was going to be whining. I wasn't doing none of that. Sometimes I blush in thinking about how I got my get back. I don't play. So when you come to me for advice, I'm going to encourage you not to play either. Point blank and period. I am my daddy's daughter. I don't even know that man. And I'm still my daddy's daughter. And that's why I be telling my husband too. I'm like, man, I see Khloe Kardashian, all these other women. They're just, oh, God, damn, I'm okay, I would find the closest homie that's in the closest vicinity and we would get down. So don't come to me for no advice if your man cheating on you and expecting me to be all bread and roses. I'm not going to be bread and roses. I'm going to be pantyhoses and flights.
Say, fellas, y'all ever look at a woman and immediately go, I bet you look just like your daddy. She give me, I look like my daddy vibes. Oh, you gotta be a strong individual as a man to date a woman who's a social media content creator, bro. You have to be, because they be saying some outlandish ass shit and you just gotta laugh it off. All that kind of shit, because, bro, in so many words, she just told you she with the shits. Man, you dealing with a woman who is capable and willing to do some foul shit if you play with her the wrong way, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that revenge is wrong. I don't believe in that eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind bullshit. I feel like that's something they made up to control the population and not have total anarchy, bro. Did I say that right? Anarchy? Y'all get what I'm saying, bro. I feel like that's something that they created so that people would not take justice into their own hands. That's what I think. But she said homeboys is on the table. So in other words, if she thinks you cheating, let's say she don't even got the proof. Your homeboy is now on the option table, bro. Oh, my goodness gracious. Lord have mercy, bro. Could you imagine? Only to find out you was not cheating. You was just, you know what I'm saying? Planning something for her. And you had to be a little sneaky. But she, woman's intuition and all that kind of shit, said, nah, this nigga playing with me. You know what? His homeboy, Jamal. I'm about to let him poke. That's crazy to me, bro. This is who you're dealing with, bro. Man, I'd never be able to sleep. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Play.
Lock screens that pulls no bitches. If I look at my homie phone and I see he got any of these lock screens in this video, I'm automatically know he don't like bitches. He on some Meek Mill shit. Let me know in the comment section, what's your lock screen? Now let's do it. The first sign that you're in a pussy oppression if you have a bad bitch at your lock screen, gang. She do not know you. Niggas will have the baddest bitch as they profile picture going on two man with they mans and turn it to Helen Keller. Shaq at the free throw line. Can't say shit and missing all they shots. Nigga, I know you're bitchless. There's no excuse of having a rapper as a lock screen, game. This shit is bottom barrel. Imagine you finally pull you a bad bitch. You pull out your phone to get her number and she see NLE Chopper as your lock screen. Nigga, she gonna dub your ugly ass. Females, let me know in the comment section if I'm lying. Then you have the motherfucker that put all their friends as their lock screen. Not the bum ass show friends, but their real life ones. As you sitting down, you looking down at your homie phone, you see a picture of your face. Now, me personally, I'ma smack the shit out the nigga. Really, my nigga? Someone let me know in the comment section if they have an athlete as their wallpaper, so I can go ahead and put you in the bitchless category. Niggas will have LeBron standing next to Kyrie, Jordan Duncan from the free throw line, open up their phone and have nobody in that bitch. If you have this shit, I'ma automatically suspect you're around the age of 10.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I never really sat down and contemplated, like, what type of screensavers people have that would automatically place them in the I don't get women category. I never really put any much thought or effort into that. But what I will say is this, man. As far as my lock screen goes, it's more of a vision board, right? So, for instance, I got a couple of them. I ain't gonna show y'all my kids. Fuck that. That's weird shit. But obviously, this is a YouTube play button. I had this on my lock screen before I got the YouTube play button, right? Currently, right now, I have a C8 Corvette on my lock screen because it's a car that I'm interested in getting. But I was more interested in getting it a couple of months ago than I am now, actually. I mean, I can get it, but do I want it, bro? Because it seems like, help me if I'm wrong, it seems like so many people just have them all of a sudden. And that just could be the fact that I'm actively looking for them as I'm driving. And you know how that go when you buy a new car, all of a sudden you see them all the time. Or is the market really saturated? I'm torn. I don't know, man. I really don't want to drive a car that a lot of other people have, bro. And I see them all. My neighbor got one. That nigga shit cold too, boy. I ain't even gonna lie. God damn it. But fellas, man, let's be real, though. A lot of the stuff he said was valid, man. You a grown-ass man with NBA Youngboy on your lock screen, bruh. No Sersky. You a grown-ass man with a woman you don't have access to on your lock screen. Come on, man. It's your phone at the end of the day. It's your prerogative. Do what you want to do. But, man, I could see you talking to a woman trying to get the number. And for whatever reason, against her better judgment, she says, I'm going to give this man a chance. And you pull out the phone, and you got goddamn Bernice Jenkins on your shit. Like, bro, she going to look at you like a weirdo, bro. Like, come on, man. I understand that at this point, bro.